Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on Aspen Public Radio.
Your presentation is called Saving the Earth in the Age of Man. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I'm going to do is tell people stories. I've been on this incredible journey of adventure and learning. I've spent almost the last 2 years traveling to perhaps a dozen countries around the world and going into some really challenging places in Bangladesh and Nepal and Zimbabwe and Chile and also in the United States. And the stories I've heard and seen firsthand really reinforced for me the sense, this notion that if we're going to live in a planet with 7 billion people, then we have to fundamentally change our approach to nature. Our approach to how we view nature, how we save nature, and our relationship to nature has to change.
Can you give an example of how humanity can live with nature? You know, what are the stories?
Let me give you one example of a great story that I, you know, sort of uncovered on this trip. So I was on some of the big Rift Valley lakes of East Africa. So Lake Tanganyika, Lake Malawi. I mean, these contain, you know, a quarter of the world's fresh water are sitting in these big, huge Rift Valley lakes. These lakes have this unbelievable diversity of freshwater fish. When I say unbelievable, Lake Malawi has probably 850 species of freshwater fish, of which half are unknown to science, not named at all. And yet, because there's such overfishing on certain parts of the lake, the fish populations have collapsed. With their collapse, snails that live on the muddy bottom have now exploded in number because many of these fish eat snails. And because snails have exploded, villages now are suffering from a disease called schistosomiasis, bilharzia. It's a fluke that gets in through their legs and it infects them. It infects about 300 million people around the world. And it makes them susceptible to HIV. So now you have the situation where if you want to save the people, you pretty much have to save the lake. And to me, that is a perfect example of even today, in a world where humans think that we can control and manage everything, where, you know, the sort of destruction of nature has come back to bite us in a very unforeseen way. And there's a way out. And so my stories are really sort of like that. They are surprising, they're shocking.
Little change of topic here. Mm-hmm. Last summer, you spoke with CBS about the increasing frequency and size of wildfires. And Colorado has experienced another dramatic fire season with the Black Forest fire this year. You know, what's driving these large fires?
There's probably three big factors at work here with forest fires. The big overriding signal is climate change. So right now we're experiencing a drying trend, a change in precipitation patterns, a change in snow melt, and a drying of the Southwest. A change in the jet stream, and as the jet stream changes, it changes what areas get moisture. So you have areas that are experiencing temperatures they never experienced before. So without a doubt, our forests are drying. And as this temperature increases, it increases the chance of wildfires. Now, it's been exacerbated by the fact that we haven't invested heavily enough in good forest management. Thinning, pest reductions, prescribed burns, things that the Nature Conservancy's fire program just constantly go on about. This hasn't happened very well. And even in sort of current budgets, even in this climate, you know, those budgets are always under attack. So the Forest Service isn't getting the kind of money it needs to manage their forest very well. And we have this enormous backlog of forests that have really gone into an ecological condition that isn't very healthy. We also have, obviously, beetle damage. We have insect damage. You know, we have more people living far into forested areas. And there's this notion that we can now be off the grid. The real sad story here is I don't think this is getting any better. I think every year you're going to start to see greater and greater challenges with these mega fires until we really invest in good forest management.
Sanjayan, thank you so much for your time.
Sure, thank you so much.